This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. And I have folks who have written me and say, Pastor, you just go too fast with your name and address. So let me do that real slowly right now. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. My website, radiomissions.org. You know, everybody has a website now. Well, we have one here. And then my email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. And if you want to email me, that's a good address to do it. And we also hardly ever mention our bookstore here. We have a gracious bookstore, Radio Bible and Book Room. And we have a catalog. If you'd like to have one, we'll be glad to send it to you. And I was advertising that little book that we have. It's a good book, All the Promises of God by Mr. Herbert Lockyer. If you write me or call me, we'll send that to you. Put it on your credit card. Put your tithe and offering, anything you'd like to give to the Old Trailblazer, put it on your credit card for you. Send your receipt for it. But this is, we're back in our study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we were looking at faith. We're just looking at spiritual faith. Then we see these individuals go around boasting about their faith. Oh, I've got faith. I've got great faith. Well, that individual knows nothing about salvation, I'm afraid. And listen, I want you to be listening day by day to get these messages. They're all available on CDs. If you'd like to have them, you write us. We'll quote you a price. But listen, my friend, a believer will not, and God will not let a believer boast about his faith. You hear someone boasting, oh, I got faith of this, and faith to lay hands on, and faith to raise the dead, and faith to handle snakes, and faith. No. It's all of grace. Faith is all of grace. And it's just like the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, Romans 5:15. All the love that God has for you is of grace. It's of grace. Have you ever sit down in the quietness of your room somewhere, or maybe out there on the back porch in a quiet time, and you're just walking along or sitting there, and the Holy Spirit sheds abroad the love of God in your heart until you're made to cry out, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I know what it means. Lord, that's all I can stand. I can't stand any more of thy love. Listen, self-made faith cannot lay hold of Christ and his promises or appropriate them at any time. No, self-made faith, many preach today, lay hold of the promises of God. Come on, lay hold of the promises. Come on, believe it. You'll work wonders. Come on, ask God for faith, and you can raise the dead. Come on, ask God for faith. Turn your faith loose. You can heal the sick, they say. You can do this, and you can do that. But listen, and you can do wondering. But there is no such a doctrine taught in God's Word. You have a different Christ and a different gospel than we have here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast. It's not there. Now, if I don't ever get anything else over to you at this time, I want you to get that over to you, that you can't work up faith. You can't call down faith. This faith, this spiritual faith, is divinely increased. Now, you can ask God to increase your faith. Have you ever done that? How many of us have done that? Lord, give me faith to trust you. Lord, increase your grace that I may love you more, that I may trust you more. Give me more faith to trust you. Give me more faith to believe you, Lord. Give me faith to lay hold. And then, oh, my friend, sometimes you seem like you're so low that you can't look up. I do believe, my friend. Help thou my unbelief. Now, that's what I'm trying to get over to you. It's that faith is a gift of God. It's wrought in the heart by the sovereign act of the Holy Spirit, taking God's word. All right, now listen. Let me go back. Such an increased faith does not remain at a certain level. Now, that's the first statement I want you to get. An increased faith does not remain at a certain level. Let's go back and get that statement that I made a little while back. Faith at first may be like a grain of mustard seed, but it has the principle of life in it. And when that faith lays hold of the Word of God, it may be just like a little mustard seed. You ever seen mustard seed? I have. Born and raised on a farm. And when that faith lays hold of the Word of God, it's just like a little mustard seed. You're just like a little baby tottering around. Oh, listen. All that baby can say is, Dada, Dada, Dada. And that's how helpless you and I are. But listen, There's a principle wrought into heart that faith is just like that little grain of mustard seed. But you've laid hold of the promises of God, and you may hold it tremblingly, or you may believe it with one breath, Lord, thank you, and the next breath you may cry out, help my little unbelief. Now, you get this statement. Don't let it slip. I'm trying to be down to earth where we live today. The more faith God gives you, the less faith you seem to have. Now, don't let that slip. The more faith God gives you, the less faith you seem to have. You ask me, Pastor, have you any faith? I don't know. The only thing I know, I have the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all I know. I have Him. I know He died for me. I believe it. I believe it. I'm like the old preacher said that night. He put his Bible down on the floor and he said, this is God's word and I believe it and I'm standing right on top of it. He just put his Bible down on the floor and stood on it. Well, that's what the old trailblazer does. I'm standing on God's word. I don't have any other thing to stand on, my friend. Oh, I don't have any visions and dreams and all of those things. No, sir. No, sir. But listen, you get up one morning and get up in the morning, go to bed at night. Oh, what a sinner I am. Lord have mercy, what a sinner. What a sinner. And you're not telling anybody else about it. That's not one of the evidences of growing in grace and faith is that you're seeing the end, seeing and the believing sinner that you are. And as you are seeing what a sinner you are, shut your mouth, breaking you at the feet of Christ to come into Christ. To you, you have no faith. You don't seem to have any faith, but there's the growth in grace. On the one hand, it's the individual's experimental knowledge of God in Christ as the Father of all. Mercies on the other hand. On the one hand, I'm a sinner. What a sinner. What a sinner. What a sinner. And on the other hand, salvation by grace. All of grace. None of means. All of Christ. Now that's the evidence that your faith is growing and you're growing in the knowledge of grace. Oh, I thought growing in the knowledge of grace was the scriptures unfolding to me and the great doctrine of the word and so forth and so on. No. Well, listen, folks. Brother, when you begin to see what a wretched sinner you are, you're studying yourself day by day, you're taking the greatest lesson in the doctrine of total depravity that you can find anywhere. And you can write a book now on the total depravity by describing your own self, couldn't you? I've heard dozens and dozens of folks telling me how the Lord saved them over the years and how they came to see themselves as a poor old sinner. You don't hear much of that no more, do you? In the average church, you don't hear much of that. A man stand up in the average prayer meeting on a Sunday night now and say, Pastor, I'm a lost sinner. I want to be saved. It'd wreak havoc. It'd be a commotion there that you couldn't quiet down. No, no. And then I asked you folks once in a while, you tell me you listen to the old trailblazer. I asked you. Many of you go to church on a regular basis. And I asked you one Sunday when you come out of church, wait there by the front door and ask your pastor when he comes by. I said, preacher, would you just tell us how the Lord saved you? Take a Sunday morning service and tell us, or maybe a Sunday night service when you have all the time you need. And tell us how the Lord saved you, how He awakened you to your lost condition, how that you were walking course of this world and the Lord stopped you. The Holy Spirit pierced your heart with the gospel. Just tell us in your own words. The old trailblazer tells us all the time how the Lord saved him. He was just a poor old sinner thinking he was saved. John in the little church thought he was saved because the preacher told him he was saved. That was the only evidence he had, was that this little young preacher told him he was saved. It wasn't but about 90 days he was gone off with the piano player. Oh, my friend. But you tell us, Pastor. We'd love to hear you tell that. So let's do that. Listen, brother, you can't get away from the fact that God loves sinners. He does, doesn't he? Brother, don't get away from that fact. Don't get away. Don't get away from those great truths that the evidence of your growth in grace and the evidence of your increasing in the knowledge of God and your faith is growing in the knowledge of your own self and the knowledge of Christ. The more you know of yourself, the more you know of Christ. Isn't that contrary to modern-day theology, my friend? That just cuts across the grain of modern theology, doesn't it? Now, you learn everything else you can, learn all of that, but that's the foundation of all truth. Now, let's look at this thought in a minute or two that we have left. Such divine faith worketh by love. Galatians 5:6 says, is renewed and stirred up by the operations of the Holy Spirit. Such faith worketh love. That's another great evidence of your faith in Christ. It worketh by love. It breaks your heart. It subdues your heart. And there comes into your heart and the mind that great attitude of love. Oh, we don't have much love today, do we? You know anybody that loves? You know anybody that loves? I've talked to scores of folks now who attend these big mega churches, and they say they don't even know who sits by them. We had a couple visited our church here not long ago on a Sunday night, and after church, one of them, the lady told my wife, said, "You people love each other. We don't ever see that, because our people get up and hug each other and shake hands and tell you how much we love you, especially visitors coming in. We make them welcome." And then I met a man sitting in the back one day, a visitor, and he said, "I'm looking for a church that makes you welcome." I said, "Well, brother, you found it. We make you welcome as rain, right here in this little old puny church. We make you welcome as rain. We may not have a high-powered theological professor for a preacher, but we got the love of God in the hearts of our folks here who know the Lord, those who want to know the Lord." Listen, you can't beat the love of God. Oh, my friend, I wish I could say what all's on my heart. It's so grace. It's such a gracious thing to just be able to praise the Lord. Do you ever praise the Lord? Do you have praise and prayer meeting in your church on Sunday night, maybe Wednesday night? Or is it just a cold, drawn-out whatever, sang two songs and pray and have a special and then go home? Oh, my friend, no. The Bible is the Word of God, and it tells us to love one another and esteem the other fellow better than ourselves. Do we do that? Not many do. Not many do. I understand what's going on in the real world out there today, in the religious world. The preachers are moving from one church to the other where the salary is greater and all that. I had a friend of mine lost a pastor, and several months later I asked him, I said, y'all get you a new pastor? And he said, "Well, we had a man come try out, and we showed him the whole operation, the building and the plant and all the perks and the things he'd be entitled to. And he said, I can't live that. I can't live on that. I make a lot more money where I'm preaching now up in North Carolina. I can't come here for that, take a cut in pay." Well, my friend, he wasn't worried about the gospel. He was worried about feathering his nest, wasn't he? But my friend, that's what many folks tell the old trailblazer. One man wrote me and said, "I ought to quit taking these folks' money." But I wrote him back, and I said, "Well, you're just mistaken. The old trailblazer don't draw a salary from this ministry. The Lord furnishes my living. I live from his hand to my mouth." So if you would, pray for me. Would you do that? Just pray for me. The Lord will keep me humble. Would you keep me humble? Lord, you keep the old trailblazer humble. And supply his needs, every need for him. Mostly I need grace. But this is the old trailblazer. My mailing address is the old trailblazer, post office box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. And then if you'd like to email me, it's pastor@radiomissions.org. My phone number, area code 225-664-8658, here at the office. I'm here almost every day, Monday through Saturday, in the morning time. If I miss you, I'll call you back. So if you would, I'd like to hear from you. Tell me you're praying for me. Goodbye, and God bless you.